Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Zayin, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. It's the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah Minohani Mili. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Zechariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibodel L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we began the Mishnah, which is a pivot from the Gemaras that we've been learning up until now. The Perek is called Perek Aral. It began discussing laws of Truma, specifically the fact that an Oral is not allowed to eat Truma. The Mishnah said, a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. Then the Mishnah got involved in whether or not a Ptsua Daka Koyein can or cannot eat Truma. The Mishnah said he can. Once we mentioned the halachos of a Ptsua Daka Koyein, so the Mishnah got involved in sugyas that went into greater detail related to a Ptsua Daka. Me inyan le inyan, the Mishnah then began to discuss the halachos of an Amoini and Mayavi and a Mitzri and an Adoini. Why is that me inyan le inyan? Because the halacha of the Ptsua Daka in the Torah is lo yavei Ptsua Daka ukrus shavcha bekal Hashem. The Torah also says lo yavei Amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. A Mitzri and an Adoini, similarly, for two generations are lo yavoi b'kal Hashem. Regardless, we go from talking about the Ptsua Daka that's lo yavoi b'kal Hashem to the Amoini and the Mayavi, and to a lesser extent the Mitzri and the Adoimi that are also lo yavoi b'kal Hashem. Now the first Gemara that we're going to learn right now is a classic Gemara. It's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. It's also Dover b'itay matoiv, because this Gemara was a Gemara that discusses the Kashrus of David HaMelech, not only to be fit to be a Melech, but for him to be fit Lovei B'Kal Hashem. And the reason that it wasn't so poshit whether David HaMelech was Ro'i Lovei B'Kal Hashem is because David was a descendant from Rus HaMoyaviyah. Now, if David came from Rus, who was a Moyaviyah, doesn't it say in the Torah, Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, which would then mean that David came from an illicit relationship, which would potentially make David apostle. The sugya and really the entire discussion of not only understanding the laws of Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, but also the drama that took place surrounding David HaMelech, is the Gemara in Perek Aral, and it's the Gemara that we're about to learn right now. Zok Dehilige Gemara. So the Mishnah said that Amoini and Mayavi are Asurin Lovei B'Kal Hashem. The Isser is an Isser La'olam. And then the Mishnah said, Avol Nekevoi Seyem Mutares Miyad. The Isser is only true for the Scharim. This is not true for the Nekevis. So it's on that point that the Gemara says, Minoani Mili, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Amakrods learned out from the following Pasuk. Now just to set the scene. The Plishtim, Uberoisham Golias, had laid siege on Yerushalayim. He's coming to attack the Jews. Golias is a very, very mighty warrior. So mighty that there was no person amongst the Jewish camp that volunteered, that was willing to even take a shot at maybe being able to defend the Jews against Golias. With the exception of one person, his name was David HaMelech. So the Pasuk is describing David HaMelech. He's going towards Golias, and he's now going to take him on. So Shaul is the king, and Shaul witnesses this happening. Says the Pasuk, as Shaul saw David going towards the Plishti, Omer al Avner, Sar HaTzava. So he turns to his chief of staff, Avner, and he tells him, Ben mi zehanar Avner. Tell me, Avner, who is this person? Vayomer Avner. Avner said, Chei nafshecha. He swore, HaMelech, I don't know who he is, says the Gemara. Is it possible that Shaul HaMelech did not know who David was? But the Pasuk says, and this is a Perek earlier, so David had already appeared in front of Shaul, and not just that, Shaul liked David, he was very nice by him. So how could the Pasuk all of a sudden say that Shaul is inquiring as to just simply, practically, who David is. David clearly knows who he is. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say, Avua Kamashal. He was trying to figure out not who David was, but who David's father was. And the truth is, the Pasuk says that he turns to Abir and he says, Ben mi Zehanar. Who is he the son of? Meaning, I know who he is, but I want to know who his father is. But the Gemara says that's also not possible. Could it be that Shalom Melech didn't know who David's father was? Again, the Pasuk says, V'David ben Ishefrosi hazemi beslechem Yehuda u'shmo Yishai. David was the son of Yishai. V'loi shmoi nabonim. Yishai had eight sons. V'ho'ish b'mei Shaul. And this man, Yishai, lived in the times of Shaul. Zokain. He was a Zokain. Baba Anoshim. So what does it mean he was a Baba Anoshim? Amar Rav, Yitem Rab Abba. Zeh Yishai Avi David. It's referring to Yishai. That wherever he went with an entourage. Rashi says he was a sar al shishim riboy. He was someone that had governance and he had control and power over 600,000 people. So it's not possible then that Shaul didn't know who he was. So Shaul knows who David was. He knows who his father Yishai is. So what was his question when he turned to Avner and he said, Ben mi zehanar? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. You know what was going on? Shaul turned to Avner and he said, I know who David is. I know who Yishai is. He was trying to trace his yichus. He said, I know he comes from David HaMelech. I mean, he is David HaMelech. I know he comes from Yehuda. He said, but I'm not sure which one of Yehuda's sons he comes from. Imi Peretz Asi, does he come from Peretz? Imi Zerach Asi, does he come from Zerach? Now, why was Shaul so negative to know whether he comes from Peretz or does he come from Zerach? Because he felt that Imi Peretz Asi, if he comes from Peretz, then Malkahavi. It probably means he's going to be king. Because Simon and Milsi, what's the word Peretz? Shamelech Peretz Lasis Leiderach. A king has the ability to breach through even people's private property in order to pave a road for himself. Nobody has the ability to protest. Meaning the word Peretz insinuates that he may be a melech. If he's only from Zerech, then chashiva ba'al mahavi, that means maybe he'll be chashiv. Clearly he is, but not necessarily fit to be king. So Shaul wanted to know whether David is fit to be king, and he felt that the answer would lie in who his Elta Zayda was. Does he come from Peretz or does he come from Zerach? So the Gemara says, Naitaimo, why was Shaul suddenly so curious to know whether he comes from Peretz or Zerach? Or in other words, why did Shaul suddenly think that maybe David is going to be king, and as a result, he wants to know a little better from Vieshtam so that he can figure out whether he's going to be king? Meaning, it sounds like he must have seen something in David right now at this moment that said, aha, you know something? This person may be Melech one day. So the Gemara says like this, meaning, why is he suddenly asking this specific question? Because the Pasuk says, that Shaul had put his clothing on David when he went out to fight. Now, Madov is kiloshin kimidasai. It seems like it actually fit him. Now, Ksiv Bei B'Shal, it says regarding Shaul, Mishichmei v'mailo gevayo mikolam. That's where that expression comes from. It's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes. So Shaul HaMelech, we know, was much bigger and taller than everybody else. So Hai Yitachin, Shaul said, that my clothing, my armor, fits David. It shouldn't fit him because I'm much bigger than David. Must be this is happening with Derech Nes, and therefore he started getting suspicious. Maybe he's going to be king. So the question that Shaul asked Avner was, Avner, find out who his Elta Zayda was, because Darton licked the Schlissel. If he comes from Peretz, Melech Peretz Legeder, I think he may be Melech. If he comes from Zerach, he'll be Choshev, but he's not going to be king. So this is a conversation that's happening between Shaul and Avner. As this is happening, there was a Yid whose name was Doye Ka'adoymi. So Amalei Doye Ka'adoymi. Doye Ka'adoymi overhears this conversation. And he turns to Shaul and he says, Ashat ad sha'ata mashal olav in hagulul malchus amlav. Shaul olav amroi lalav bekolav lav. He says, tell me, you want to know whether he's fit to be king? I have a better question. He whispers into his ear. And he tells him, why do you find out whether he's even roi lalav bekolav? My time. So he said, what? He's not Roy Lava Bakal, he's an Eid. And he said, no, the Kasi Mirusa Mayavio. Because I know that one of his grandmothers was Rus, and she's a Mayavia. And it says in the Torah, Yovaya Moinu Mayavi Bakal Hashem, which means that David may be Zer Apostle. Amalei Avner. So Avner turned to Doeg and he said, Tonino, don't you know the Braisa? Amoini Vale Amoinis Mayavi, Vale Mayavis. No. It's true, it says, Loyavai Amoini Mayavi, but that's only the males, it's only the Scharim, that doesn't apply to the females. So he told him, the Doeg, he said, Elamayata Mamza Vale Mamzeres, should we darshan Mamza? We know that's not true. So just like there's a concept of a mamzeres, so too there's an amoinis and a mayavis. So he told him, no, by mamzer it's different, because mamzer ksiv, which means mumzar. Rashi says, last Rashi on the Yomid, kol sheyesh by mumzaris. Any mum of zaris is going to be enough. So even the mamzeres, lamaisa, there's a mum of zarus there, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But amoini could be vidarshin v'lei amoinis, and mayavi could be vidarshin v'lei amoinis. But then he said, what about mitzri v'lei mitzris? Doesn't it say mitzri, so we should vidarshin v'lei mitzris? He said, shani hachana. The reason I'm saying that over here, it's different as the Mefarish time of the Gra, because over here the Pasuk says, Al Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Balechem Ubamayim. The Pasuk gives a reason why Lo Yom Voy Amoini Umayabi Bekal Hashem. We're going to talk more about this in the raid, but for now, the Pasuk simply says that why Lo Yom Voy Amoini Umayabi Bekal Hashem, it's Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Lechem Umayim, but Derech Vaseis Min Mitzrayim. Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, all the nations of the surrounding area had went and they were makdim lechem and mayim to the Yidin, but Amoin, maybe Mayav as well, but Amoin did not. And it's for that reason, said the Gemara, the taina on Amoin and Mayav was, why didn't they come out and offer the Yidin a cup of coffee, offer them a drink, offer them a bagel? So that's the reason. It's only the derech of an ish l'kadim. It's not the derech of an isha. And therefore, you can't have any tainas on the noshim. I mean that you can't have any tainas on the noshim. Therefore, it's amoini v'lei amoinis. It's mayavi v'lei mayavi. So Avner again tells Doyeg, he says, no, it's not a question whether Israel Lovi Bakali is. I, Rusa mayavia, mayavi v'lei mayavis. I, why don't you say the same thing by Mamzer and by Mitzri? No, because here there's a reason. The Torah, it told us the time of the Kra. Torah made it very clear why the halacha is that loyavoi Amoinu Mayavi Bekal Hashem, and that's a reason that applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. But Doyeg didn't let up, and he said, still, Hoylam Lekadim Anoshim Likras Anoshim, Venoshim Likras Noshim. Meaning, you're telling me that it's only Darkoi Shalish, it's not Darkoi Shalisha? I can understand it's not Darkoi Shalisha maybe to go to the men. But why shouldn't it be Darkoi Shalisha to go to the Noshim? So that they could have done. So Lachur, the reason of the Pasuk should apply to women. And if that's the case, I don't know if you're right when you say, Amoini v'lei amoinis, mayavi v'lei mayavis. So the Gemara says, Ishtik. When Avner heard that, he was quiet. And he goes back to Shaul. And they regroup, and they say, you know something? We're trying to figure out whether David HaMelech comes from Peretz or Zerach. We're trying to figure out if he comes from the Melech that's Peretz Legeder, or he's only going to be an Adam Chashev. I think Doyeg brings up a good point. I'm not even sure if he's Roy Lava Bekal, because he comes from Rusa Mayavia. We have to understand this a little bit better. Miyad, immediately, there's another pasuk. It says, Vayomer HaMelech, Sh'al Ato Ben Mi Zeh Ha'olam. It's literally the next pasuk. So, the first pasuk said, Ben Mi Zeh Hanar, Shaul tells Avner, find out who he is. And then the next pasuk, he repeats it again. Why is he repeating it again? Because now already he's asking a different question. The first question was, find out if he comes from Peretz or Zerach. He wants to know whether he's going to end up being fit to be king. But now he's finding out if he's even mutar lavei bekal Hashem. Says the Gemara, adir chasam korelei na. The first time Shaul asked Avner to inquire about the yichus of David, he said, Ben Mizehanar. And Hachi Karle Elam, he recalled him an Elam. Now, these are synonyms of each other. But why the different word? So the Gemara says, because Hachi Ka Amarle. Here, the question was a little bit of a different question, as per what we just said. And this is what Shaul was telling Avner. Halacha Nisalma Mimcha. Avner, you don't know the halacha. I don't know the halacha. Tseyu Sha'aba Beis Medrash. Go into Beis Medrash and let's find out what the halacha is. So the Gemara says, Shaul. He went to Beis Medrash. And Avner did, and he asked the Bnei Yeshiva. He asked all the Lomdim, and he says, tell me, what's the halacha? Lo yovei amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. What about the Noshim? What's the halacha? Omrle, they told him, amoini v'lei amoinis, mayavi v'loi mayavis. No, amoini v'lei amoinis, mayavi v'loi mayavis. Which, from David HaMelech's perspective, is a good thing, because that means, even though David comes from Rusa Mayaviyah, about Kol Beseder, actually, Doyeg Kalani Kushiyasa, but Doyeg had come along, and Doyeg went, and he asked all the questions that he had asked Avner, and the Gemara says, Ishtiku. Everybody was quiet. Nobody had what to say. Bo lachruzi alel. So this is the high point of the drama. They were about to be machriz that David HaMelech is also lovei bekal Hashem. Miyad. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Ve'es amasa ben ish ushmoi yisro ha-yisraeli ashaba lavigayil bas nachash achoyis tzruya em yoyev. So the pasuk talks about a person whose name is Amasa. His name is also Yisro ha-yisraeli. Then it tells us a little bit about his yichus. Now, except there's another pasuk that refers to this person as Yeser HaYishmaeli. So is he Yisra HaYisraeli? Or is he Yeser or Yishmaeli? And the question is not on Yisra or Yeser. It's not about that Aleph. Is it a Yisraeli or is it Yishmaeli? Amar Rava, Rava said, Avada, he was a Yisraeli. Abba Melamed, the Pasuk that refers to him as Yishmaeli, is coming to teach us Shechaga Charik Yishma. That what he did was, he took his sword like a Yishmaeli. V'omer, and he said the following, Kol Misha Inu Shemei Alochazu. Any person that doesn't listen to what I'm about to say, this is old school. Any person that doesn't listen to the following halacha of Amoini v'lei Amoinis and Mayavi v'lei Mayavis, Yidake b'cherev. See, he came like a Yishmaeli, and that was the type of lumdis that he said. Kach mikublani mi beis dinoi shal Shmuel HaRamasi. And he said, this is the Messiah that I have in the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamasi. Amoini v'lei Amoinis, Mayavi v'lei Mayavis. He said, I hear doyeg adoyim asking good kashas, but I'm telling you that this is the Messiah that we have. It's Amoini v'lei Amoinis, Mayavi v'lei Mayavis. I'm afraid to warm imahemin. Should he have even been believed? Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi, call Tamil Chacham Shemayr Halachu. Any Tamil Chacham that has halach, he walks around with a certain halach in his pocket. Imkay the Meisna Amro Shaimim. Meaning Tamil Chacham says, Ichab Amisayra, and he gives a halach. So the Gemara says like this, is he believed? So it really depends. If this person had this halach, and then all of a sudden, Shaila happened, and now he's pulling out this halach to be poishet ishaila, then we listen to him. But ve'im lav, ain't shaymim lai. If no one ever heard this Messiah, this halacha from this person, all of a sudden now there's a big tumul in Beis Medrash, and he says, oh, I have a Messiah from Reb Chaim who heard from Ichveis that this is the way it is. How come no one ever heard about this? All of a sudden now when there's a shaila, all of a sudden now you have a vested interest to have this Messiah, you have this Messiah, so then the halacha is ain't shaymim lai. So, tainas the Gemara, it seems that this person had a vested interest in saying that David HaMelech would be mutalavi baka. Incidentally, it's not clear why. Taisa asked the Kasha, and Taisa says that maybe he also came from Rusam Ayavia, and as a result, he was a negay of the Dover. So now, where he has a negius, he's suddenly going to say, oh, I have a Messiah from Shmuel HaRamasi, and I'm letting you know, if you argue with me, like a Yishmaeli, I'm going to deal with this. So, l'chur, it shouldn't work. So the Gemara Sashani Yach here, it's different. Because he wasn't saying that he heard something in the name of Ichvei, someone that you wouldn't be able to ask. He said, I heard from the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamasi. You don't believe me? Go to the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamasi. Go ask them. So being that it was a Milsa Davidi Legluye, so over here it was going to be different. So says the Gemara, that even though there was a moment in time where it seemed like the kashrus of David HaMelech, and for that matter his father Yishai, and really the whole shalsheles of Rus was potentially going to be distanced from Klal Yisrael, but Amasa ben Ish Ushmo Yisra Yisraeli, he's Zachar Latoyev, and he's the person that came, he saved the day and established the Messiah that Amoini Vele Amoinis and Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. I doyego adoymi had a whole bunch of kashes. Kach mikublani, this is the Messiah that we have. But the Gemara says mikomachim kash. Lamaisa doyego adoymi did have a bunch of kashes. So at the end of the day, shouldn't we have a responsibility to at the very least be able to answer these questions? So the Gemara says, Hachi Targimu, this is the answer. And really, there were two messiahs of how the answer goes. In Babel, they used to say, Kol Kfudu Bas Melech Penimu. What was doyego adoymi's ikar kasha? His kasha was that we're darshin gamoini v'lei amoinis mayavi v'lei miyavis. And what's the premise to make the drasha? Because the pasuk says that why is amin amoyev distance al dvar shalei kidu eschem alechem u'mamayim? So darkish shalish lekadim and loy darkish each lekad. And that's why we darshin amoyev v'lei amoyev v'lei amoyev v'lei and we do not darshin the pasuk of mamzer v'lei mamzeres and mitzri v'lei mitzris. It's because we're being doyrish really time of the krah. And the time of the krah is something that relates to the man and doesn't relate to the woman. What was doyrish ha'adayim's kasha? His question was that hoyulem lekadim anoshim likras anoshim and noshim likras noshim. So in Babel they used to say kol kvud bas melech penimo. I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, the kavod for a bas melech is to be a tzenua and kol kvud bas melech penimo, and therefore it's not a taina why the women of Amin Amoyev didn't go out. And my rova Amri and my rova they used to say, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, itemi Rabbi Yitzchak, some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak that said it. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Elav Ayesar Ishtecha," and we were sar. This is the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayomer Avram said, "Hinei ba'oil," she's in the oil. So you see again this inyan of Kol Kfudu Bas Melech Penimo, and therefore there's not a taina on the Amoinus and the Mayavis. Incidentally, Makshem Oilon, you're bringing a raya from Kol Kfudu Bas Melech Penimo to the Amoinus and the Mayavis. You're bringing a raya from Ayisarib Ishtecha, Hine Ba'oil, to the Mayavis and the Mayavis. Chassam Sofer talks about this in a few places. But regardless, says the Gemara, Kitanoi, going back to the original question, it says in the Torah, Yavi Amoin Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, Avon Nekevoi Seh, and like the Mishnah says, Mutar Is Mayah. And all the drama that the Gemara said. And we have a whole discussion here, what's the Makar? So the Gemara says, in the final analysis, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Amoin Vele Amoinis, Mayavi Vele Mayavis, Divi Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda learned it from Pashit. It says, Amoini is Vele Amoinis, Mayavis, Vele Mayavis. Reb Shimon, as in Reb Shimon Aichoyam, he said, Alvar Shalai Kidu Eschem Lechabu Mamayim, Darku Shalish Lekadim Echulu. And by the way, Reb Shimon's Lashitos, Reb Shimon, who's always Dairish time in the Kra, so he says, it's Pashit, you Dairish time in the Kra. Here the Torah gives you the time, so it's very easy to be Dairish time in the Kra. And as a result, that's going to be in the Makar. So bottom line, why is it that Amoini Vele Amoinis, Mayavi Vele Mayavis, it's a Machloikis Tanom? Other, it's a Drosha, Amoini Vele Amoinis, Mayavi Vele Mayavis, or it's based on the time of the Kra. The reason is, Alvar Ashim Lekidu Eschem Lechabu Mamayim, Darkish Alisha Kad, Nibalay Darkish Alisha, the Noshim should have gone to the Noshim. In Bava, they used to answer to that question called Kvuda Basmalach Benimo. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, look at Sari Imenu was Ba'ayil, so therefore you can't have Tainas. And therefore, even though it's true, maybe they could have, and probably they weren't on the level of Sara, but Tainas we're not going to be able to have, and therefore it's going to be Amoini Vele Amoinis, Mayavi Vele Mayavis. A little bit of Agada before we get into a little bit of lumpness as it relates to these halachas. Darash Rava, Maidachsiv, what's Pshan in the Pasik that says, everyone knows this Pasik, Ono Hashem, Kani Avdecha, Ani Avdecha Ben Amosecha, Pitachta Lemoiseiro. So David HaMelech said this in Tehillim. We say it in Halo. Says the Gemara, "Oh my David, of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, David, Amalek told Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shnei Moiseirois Shehayu Alai Pitachtem. There were two Moiseirois. There were two yokes that were on me, two straps that were holding me down. And thank you for removing both of them. What were they? Rusa Mayavia, the Nama Ha'amoynis. So Rusa Mayavia is David Amalek's grandmother. Nama Ha'amoynis was Shloima Hamelech's wife, who was Rechavon Ben Shloima's mother, but also related to Malchus based David, because Malchus based David comes from David, but through Shloima, we have a read bite on that from Once Upon a Time, but it comes Dafka through Shloima HaMelech, so the Malchus of David really had these two reyeses, Rusa Mayavia, Namo Amoynis, and that's what David HaMelech is singing in Hallel. He says, Pitachta L'Moyseiro, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for removing this, and this not getting in the way. Darash Rava, Rava Darash, Maidach Siv, what's Pshah in the Pasuk that says, Rabois Osiso, Ato Hashem Elokai, Nifloisecho, Umachshavoisecho, Eleinu, Eina Roiche Lecho Agida Vadabero Otzmu Misaper. It's a beautiful pasuk where David HaMelech is singing Shir and he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish Eina Roiche Lecho Agida. I can't even stop. I have such hakaras atoy. But David HaMelech's lashon was Nifloisecho Machshavoisecho Eleinu. David HaMelech is one person. So what did he mean when he said Eleinu? Eilai loy nemar eleinu. So Rava Darshin Melami Shoy Rechavim Yoshe Bechekor Shal David. So Rechavim is David Melech's Einikol. David has a son Shloima who has a son Rechavim. So David Melech sitting and Rechavim is literally Bechekor Shal David. Amalei and he tells him Olayva Olecha Nemru Shnei Mekroyes Halalu. You should know these two psukim. The pasuk of Pitachta L'Moiseiro, and then this pasuk over here of Nifloisecho Machshveisecho Eleinu, and all this shira that I'm saying, it's not just for me, it's for you as well. Why? I come from Rusa Mayavir, so do you, but you're also going to come from Namo Amoynis. Darash Rav, another pasuk. What's Pshat in the pasuk that says, Oza Marti Hine Vasi B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Oloi. Omar David, Ani Marti Atabasi. David Melech said, I thought Atabasi, which is, of course, reminiscent of Megillah Dav Gimel. But he said, I thought, Atabasi, V'lo Yodati, and I didn't realize, Shebe Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. I didn't realize that my Inyan, the whole David HaMelech, was already written in the Sefer Torah. Where do you find that? Because Hasam Ksiv, over there it says, Hanim Tzois. Now over there is, Ukumoya Shachar Olo, Vayoitzu HaMalochim B'loi Tlemor, Tchum Kaches Ishtecha, so the context over there is that Lloyd and his wife and Lloyd's daughters are being saved from Sodom. And it says the word Hanim Tzois. And Hachoksiv, over here by David HaMelech, it says, Matzosi David Avdi B'Shem and Kochi Meshachdiv. So you see that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found David b'shem and kachim meshachtev is something already that is referenced in the Torah by the word hanim tsa'os. So David HaMelech said, I thought atabasi. I thought that the whole Indian of David HaMelech was a chiddush, but now I realize that no, this is already the Megillah Sefer Kasuv Alai because of the word nimtsa'os. Now at first glance, this sounds like Sisrei Torah. But the truth is, the context of that pasuk that the Gemara just quoted is talking about where Loik and his daughters were saved. And we know that David HaMelech came from Rus. Rus was a Moaviya. And where did Moav come from? It came from the Zivug between Loik and one of his daughters. Again, we'll talk more about this in the Rei. But the point is that this pasuk that already mentions the story that would ultimately lead to the birth of Rus, and David says the word Hanim Tzayis, and that's what the Gemara said is a reference to the fact that David HaMelech is not a Chiddush, he's not Atabasi, because it's already the Megillah Sefer Kasuv Alai. So we can exhale for 1 second and really shift to the second part of the daf, which is going to get into some of the more halachic aspects of what it is that we're discussing. Zok the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Basker Amoini, Kshero Le Kehuna. So if there's an Amoini who is Megayer, and to be clear, an Amoini could be Megayer. The Geirus is a full-fledged Geirus. It just says in the Torah, Lo Yove Amoini Bekal Hashem. But he's not a Yehudi. If he's Megayer, he's a regular Yid. And with regards to all Dinim of Geret Tzedek, of course, he's a Geret Tzedek. It's just that there's an Isser, Lovi Bekal Hashem. L'may Nafke Mina, he can marry a Geiris, for example, because Kal Geirim, according to many Tanoim, is La'yikrika. But again, so we're dealing with the daughter of a Ger Amoini. So that Rabbi Yochanan said that Talach is Kshero Lekohuna. This daughter is going to be Kshero Lekohuna. Now Rashi says, and this is very important, understanding Pashup Shan in the Gemara, Kasolka Daitach. The Gemara at this point thinks that Amoini Shenizgaira Ishtoi Imoi Vahirasa Vilaydasa Vikdusha. We're talking about where this Amoini's wife was also a Giyaris. So you have an Amoini who's married to a Giyaris. They had a daughter after they were both Megayer. So this girl is a 100% Jewish girl. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is k'sheru l'kohuna. This girl would be allowed to marry a kohen. What's the chiddush? So, for starters, her mother's not allowed to marry a kohen. Mother's a geyaris. Geyaris can't marry a kohen. Okay, but that's her mother. She herself is not a geyaris. As we'll see in the Gemara, there are other chiddushim as well. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The daughter of a convert and his wife, meaning they're both converts, he's an Amoini, she's a Geyoris. The Zivug was a Zivug Kosher, because even though the Yovei Amoini Mayavi Bekal Hashem, or Bekal Gerim Lo Yekrikal, the Loch is the daughter is giving Kshay Lukun. Amade Rava Bar Ula Ula. So who's the one that said this Ula? So Rava Bar Ula told Ula, come on. When Rabbi Yochanan said this Halacha, who was he going according to? Now, what's the backdrop to Keman? So it's really a Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin, that Fayin Zayin and Aleph, we're not going to get too deep into the Mishnah. But for what we need is there are three Shitas HaTana mentioned in this Mishnah. We saw this already briefly in Perek Abaye. We need two of the Shitas. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in that Mishnah is that Bas Ger Zachar Ke Bas Cholo Zachar. That if a Ger, any Ger, has a daughter, the halacha is the daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the daughter of a Ger cannot marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi Yossi says that no. Again, the daughter of a ger is allowed to marry a kohen, and Rabbi Yossi added to that, even if the ger was married to a geyoris, the halacha is that the daughter would be allowed to marry a kohen. So machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi whether the daughter of a ger can marry a kohen or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds the daughter of a ger can marry a kohen, even if the mother is a regular Yisraelis. Rabbi Yossi holds the daughter of a ger can marry a kohen, even if the mother is a geyoris. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said the daughter of a ger amoini, with a mother is a geyoris, is ksheru l'kohuna, which at first glance has to send us, you have to make a beeline to this Mishnah Kedushin Ayin Zayin. Because Rabbi Yochanan's an amoir seems to be talking about something that the Tanam talked about. Now Rabbi Yochanan was very specific. He said bas ger amoini. The Mishnah didn't get involved in what nationality these gerim were previously from. But whether or not the daughter of a ger can marry a kohen is a machlekes Tanam. Rabbi Yehuda says no. even if the mother's a Yisraelis? Rabbi Yosi says yes, even if the mother's also a Geyaris. So Rabbi Barula told Ula. Then when Rabbi Yosi said this halacha, come on, who was he going according to? Iker Rabbi Yehuda, was he going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ha'amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Basker Zacher Kabas Chalo Zacher. He holds the daughter of a Ger can never marry a Kayin, even if the mother's a Yisraelis. Kal Chaimer, in your case, Rabbi Yochanan, where the mother is a Geyaris, so certainly he didn't mean Alibi to Rabbi Yehuda. Iker Rabbi Yosi, he must have met it according to Rabbi Yosi. But Rabbi Barula's Kasha Tula was Pshita. Rabbi Yosi, it's Pashit. What's the Shiloh? Meaning he holds it's always mutter. So if it's mutter, what's the problem? Meaning the man of Shachit, he means Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't stim. And if he means Rabbi Yosi, it's Pshita. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was going to Rabbi Yosi. And he was saying, according to Rabbi Yosi, the daughter of a Ger is allowed to marry a Kohen. I'm telling you that not only the daughter of any Ger, but even the daughter of an Amoini. Now, why would you think an Amoini is different? Because the Amoini is also lovey b'kal Hashem. And because he's also lovey b'kal Hashem, therefore it'd be different. Meaning, you'll tell me that maybe Rabbi Yochanan's Kiddush was behind the room lovey b'kal. That maybe Rabbi Yosi only meant it by those that are ruining lovey b'kal. But this Amoini, who's not Roy Lava Bakal, maybe over here it's going to be different. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to be Mechadish. But the Gemara says, Minole, what would be the Svara to say that because the Amoini is also Lava Bakal, say his daughter is suddenly different, and his daughter is also to marry a Kohen? So maybe the Aleph Mikohen Gadol Almana. Maybe because we'll learn it from an Almana Lekohen Gadol. How so? Ma, a Kohen Gadol that marries an Almana that has a daughter, the daughter is a Chalala. Because she's a Chalala, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So just like Almana a Kohen Gadol, the daughter is Pasul L'Kohuna, so maybe the daughter of an Amoini and a Giyoyres will also be possible. The Gemara says, no. What Shaykh is? Malu Kohen Gadol B'Almana, she can be also Baveira. The daughter of an Almana a Kohen Gadol, the Biyu was Baveira. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. But over here, the Amoini was allowed to marry his wife. I thought it says, L'Yovi Amoini Me'yavi B'Kal Hashem. This is where Rashi's Kosol Kodaitach kicks in. Because, no, the Gemara right now thinks that we're talking about the Amoini married a Giyoyres. Amoini is allowed to marry a Giyoyres. Because Kal Gerim La Yikrikal. So it's not a B'Yasisr, it's not a B'Yasisr, so there's no reason to be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the reason we need to speak this out, and maybe the Chiddush over here is because Cholol Yechiyach. Because you learn it from a Cholol. A Cholol, that's the product of a Kohen who married someone that he wasn't allowed to marry, etc. So a Cholol who has a daughter, the daughter's also Pasul Kohuna. Now, the Cholol didn't do any B'Yasisr. And still his daughter is Pasul Kohen. So the Gemara says, maybe you would learn Amoini, even to a Giyoyres, from a Cholol to his wife, both marriages that are mutter, and just like the Cholol's daughter is Pasul Kohen, maybe the Amoini's daughter should also be Pasul Kohen. But the Gemara says, Mal Chol, you can't learn from the Cholol, she can get Tzirasai Baveira. The Cholol himself was born Baveira. As opposed to the Amoini, he wasn't born Baveira. His parents are Amoinis and Amoinuses, respectively. They Beheter had a child. He's the Amoini. He's not a Yid, but he's not Yitzirasei Baveira. So how can you learn it from there? So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Yachiyach. I learned it from the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is not Yitzirasei Baveira. And Afal Pekin, if he has a daughter through an Almana, this is going to be a problem. What are you going to tell me? Mala Kohen Gadol Almana, she came Biyasei Baveira. Of a Chol Yachiyach. So the Chazra Din. So you have a Tzad HaShava. Leiroi Zekeroi 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 and between a cholol she'inoy beroiv kohol. There's a problem over here. This is not a regular, ordinary situation. Amana l'kohen gadol, there's a bias esther. A cholol, when he gets married, it's also not perfect. Why? Because he's the product of a bias esther. So there's something over here that's not perfect. And what's the halacha? When something imperfect, this type of union, this type of zivug, has a daughter, Pita Psula, the daughter's pasul. Afkan could be an Amoini, even when he marries a Giyoyres. But Shaini Beroivko, being that most people he's not allowed to marry, it's true, this time he was allowed to get married. He married the right person. But he's an Amoini. He's far the person that the Torah made on him, Loyovi Amoini Meyavi Bekal Hashem. So too, Pita Psula. So too, there, the daughter's going to be pasul. And that's why Ula sent him, Rabbi Yochanan Basker, Amoini, Ksheira Lakuna, La Fuke there. But the Gemara says, no, this is a Tzad HaShava. It's not a good Tzad HaShava. Why? Because Mala Tzad HaShava Shabahem Shken Yeshman Tzad HaVeira. It's true. The Tzad HaShava between Amana L'Kohen Gadol and Cholol is that it's imperfect. But that's like a very general perspective of the Tzad HaShava. If you drill down on the Tzad HaShava a little bit better, it's not just imperfect. It's an Aveira happened. Amana L'Kohen Gadol has a daughter. This bi alone was an avera. A cholol came from a bias iser, as opposed to an amoini who marries a geyores, even though the amoini maybe could have done an avera had he married someone he wasn't allowed to marry, but he didn't do it. Lemais said there was no avera. So because there was no avera done, so l'chura, there's no way you can learn it from amon l'kain gadol and from a cholol. And if that's the case, hadra kushal l'duchte. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Basker Amoini Ksheira LeKahuna, which we understand right now, Kosolka Daitach, like Rashi laid out in the beginning of the Gemara, we're talking about Amoini that married a Geyoris. They had a daughter, the daughter is Kosha LeKahuna. What's the Kasha? Rava Bar Ula. Ula's son Rava told him, he said, Tata, I don't understand. When Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, who was he going according to? Was he going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds the daughter of a Ger is always Asa Lava. It's to a kaye. So if that's the case, he certainly didn't mean that. Elamai men Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Pshita. Oh, you tell me because he's an Amoini? Who cares? Why should Amoini be different? So the Gemara says, you have to say, Dilma, take out the word Vaday, Ba'amoini shenasa Bas Yisrael ka'amrit. Oh, what we're talking about is an Amoini that married a Bas Yisrael. Not a Geyoris. Married a Bas Yisrael. Now that's already a phenomenal Chiddush, because I forgot to be also Bavero. Here the Bia was Bavero. So you would have thought that maybe the daughter should be kosher, should be apostle. Just like the daughter of an Amon Elokein Gadol, for example. That's the Chiddush. Pita Kshera. The Doch is that the daughter is going to be kosher. So again, this was all Rava Bar Ula talking to Ula. And he said, Dilma, he said, Tata, is that what Rabbi Yochanan meant? I'm late in. He says, yes, you got it right. It's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is referring to an Amoini, not the married Geyoris. That's Pasha, the daughter is going to be kosher Laguna. Because he meant Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi. Why not? He's talking about Amoini, the married Yisraelis, who really was not okay. The daughter is going to be kosher. She's even going to be kosher. She's even going to be kosher to marry a kai. Now, just to clarify one point that will become clearer on Amid Beis, and that is, one second, an Amoini has a daughter. The daughter is kosher to even marry a kayin. Why is she even kosher? Maybe she should be also loving with Kal Hashem. So again, just stating the obvious, and that is because she's in a keva. So because she's in a keva, so Amoini v'le Amoinis, Mayavi v'le Mayavis. So the nekevas were never included in the halacha. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is that not only, and that's the segue for what we're learning, on the Kevoiseya Mutaros, but she's even allowed to marry a Kayin. Now, an Amoinis herself can't marry a Kayin. Why? Because she's a Geyaris. A Kayin's never allowed to marry a Geyaris. So the fact that she's an Amoinis is no different. It has nothing to do with the fact of Amoini Veloy Amoinis. It's related to the fact that she's a Zayin, the way Rashi learns the Sugyas. But the point is that over here, as it relates to the daughter, it's Pasha, she's Mutalavi Bakal Hashem. The question is she allowed to even marry a Kayin? That's Rabbi Yochanan said, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. And Ula again told to Rava Bar Ula, this is what Rabbi Yochanan, and then he said, I'll even prove it to you. The Chiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because when Ravin came back from learning by Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following, Bas Ger Amoini, the daughter of a Ger Amoini, Ubas Mitzri Sheni, or the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni, where the Ger Amoini and the Mitzri Sheni married a woman that they weren't allowed to marry. So the Amoini is Lo Yavah B'Kal Hashem. Never. The Mitzri is only allowed to Dar Shlishi. But this Mitzri Sheni is also Layavah B'Kal Hashem. So what about the daughter of an Amoini, where he married the Israelis, which was not okay? Or the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni, where he married the Israelis, which also was not okay? What's Talach? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksher, Rabbi Yochanan said Kasher, Reish Lakish Amar Psula, and Reish Lakish said Pasul. So it's Mefurish, this is what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Now the Gemara is going to explain, from here until the end of the Daf, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. First, Reish Lakish, which is easy. Reish Lakish, Amar Psula. Reish Lakish says, Pasul Yavlam, Mi Kain Gadol Ba'amana. He learns it from Amar Kain Gadol. Amar Kain Gadol have a child, Allah is the daughter is Pasul Kahuna. Why? Bias Isser says, so too, the Allah is going to be, an Amoini has a child with the Israelis, the daughter is going to be Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksher, Rabbi Yochanan holds Kasher. Why don't you learn it from Amar Kain Gadol? So the short answer is going to be, Rabbi Yochanan is going to have a drasha. The long answer is going to be three versions of what, or how this drasha played itself out. The drasha doesn't have three versions. It's one drasha. But the Gemara is going to bring it out in three different ways. The Tani Rab Zakkai made Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Zakkai said over the following braisa in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Pasuk that ki im besula me amav yikach isha. A Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a besula. Right? Kohen Hed is limited in terms of who he's allowed to marry. The Kohen Gadol is extremely limited in terms of who he's allowed to marry. He's not allowed to marry an almana. He also has to marry a besula. Meaning, even almana and an erisin, where she's a psula, he wouldn't be allowed to marry. So the pasuk says, "Ki im besula mei amav yikach isha." So Rabbi Zakkai said over the brayso, "Lahavi, this is coming to teach me that a geyores mikana shehi kesheira lekuhuna." Now this word mikana is a little bit of a interesting word. Rashi says that what it means is that you have a geyores who is product of two parents where both of the parents were gerim. So a father and a mother were both megayer. They're mikano, meaning they're me'am echad. They're from one nation, meaning they're both gerim. They were both previously ovdei kechavim. Doesn't necessarily mean that they come from the same zip code. It means that they're both were previously ovdei kechavim. If they have a daughter, b'kedusha, the daughter wasn't a guy. They had a daughter, b'kedusha, she's k'sheira l'kuna. If the daughter was born shaloi b'kedusha and the daughter herself was a geyera, she'd be asur l'kayin. Kal v'chayim l'kayin gadol. You know, kayin gadol not let him marry geyera because of zayna. But we're talking about where you had a ger and a geyera, they had a child, so the halach is the daughter is allowed to marry a kayin. This is shitas Rabbi Yossi, that the daughter of a kayin, of a ger, and in this case, a ger and a geyeres could marry a kayin, even a kayin gadol. It's learned that from the pasuk of kayin gadol. For Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan heard this price of Rabbi Zakkai, this is what he said. He said the following: Ani shoyna amav, mei amav lahavi psula haba mi beis amamin. The at amrit geyeres mikano v'sulai. So he responded rather cryptically. But what Rabbi Yochanan basically told him is that had it said kim besula amav, Yikachisha, I would have said over the halacha the way you said it. Lahavi ish giyores mikano shikshera. A ger giyores that me'am echad, that both megar, they have a daughter, the daughter is going to be kshera. But it doesn't say kim besula amav. What it says is kim besula me'amav. And from the fact that it says the word me'amav, so that's lahavi, that even if this girl didn't come me'am echad, again, this is cryptic until the Gemara is going to explain it. It's even if she came from Beis Amamin, not Mekana, which is Amechad. She came from two nations. Even then, the halacha is that she's going to be Ksheira. So the Gemara says, "My Shnei Amamin." What does it mean, Shnei Amamin? Meaning, two Amamin from this part of the world, that part of the world, that's Amechad. So what's the definition of Shnei Amamin? Right? It has to be something substantive. It doesn't just mean that they speak a different language. So what does it mean, Shnei Amamin? Ilema Amoini Shenos Amoinis. Maybe what he's coming to say is, an Amoini married an Amoinis. U'mai Shnei Amamin. And what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that from Mei Amav we learn that even the daughter of an Amoine and Amoinus is going to be kosher. And the reason that Shnei Amamin is the Schar Masrum and Kevus Mutaris. Because really, Amoin in Halacha could be looked a little bit like two Amamin. There's the Am of the Scharim and there's the Am of the Nekevos. Because the scharma also love B'Kal Hashem and the Nekevos are Mutar. But the Gemara says, Hanu Kiyaris Mikana. At the end of the day, they come, he's a Ger, she's a Giyaris. And really, there's no reason to assume that in this case, the daughter would have been puzzled that I need Mei Amav L'Rabbis that she's going to be kosher. Meaning, if the daughter of a Ger and a Geyeres is kosher, the Gemara says, I don't see any svara to think that the daughter of an Amoine and Amoines, even though technically it's a little different, they're a shtickle Shnei Amamin, but halachically speaking, I don't see why it should be different. Elo says the Gemara, "Ba'moini shenasa bas Yisrael." You know what? The mem of Mei Amav is coming to teach me that not only the daughter of a ger and a geyeres is allowed to marry a kohen gadol, but even the daughter of an amoini that married a Yisraelis would be allowed to marry a kohen gadol. And Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the makar to my halacha. It's from the extra mem. It's coming to teach me something that I would not have otherwise known. And what it's coming to teach me is that if you have an amoini that was megayah, and he married now a bas Yisrael, had a daughter, the halacha is the daughter is ksheir l'kohuna, she's even ksheir l'kohen gadol. And this is, in the first version, the Makar to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds of the halacha that an Amoine that has a child, forget with a Geyeres, even with a Yisraelis, the halacha is that the daughter is going to be married to a Kohen. How does he know it from? So it seems like Mimercha Ktavi Lachma, right? This is a very interesting Makar, but it's learned out from the men. It's coming to tell me something. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't figure out what it's coming to tell me. The daughter of a Ger and a Geyeres, that would be Amav. The daughter of a Ger and a Yisraelis, Pshita. Madach, the daughter of a Ger and a Geyeres, Kavachayim, the daughter of a Ger and a Yisraelis. Maybe an Amoini and an Amoinis. That's also Amechad. So what must be the case? It's an Amoini and a Bas Yisrael. An Amoini is a Ger, but he's a Ger that's also loved by Kal Hashem. Married a Yisraelis, had a daughter. The Bia was Bias Isser. You would have thought it should be a problem. Why? Like Rish Lakish said, Amon al Kohen Gadol, the daughter is Asser to marry a Kohen. So you would have thought that maybe she's also Asser to marry a Kohen. Kamashman, it's going to be okay. Ikedamri, some said a slightly different version. The difference between these lashonos are very subtle. So some had a slightly different version where Rabbi Yochanan said, "Amalei." When Rabbi Zakkai told Rabbi Yochanan, "Kiim besul meyama bikachicha lahavik yeres mikano shikshev lekuno." So this is what Rabbi Yochanan told. Mani shoyne amav me amav lahavi besul abav shnei amemim umi am shnei yeshboy shnei amemim. I hold it's a besula that comes from shnei amemim and from a nation that has two nations. Va'at amrin giyeres mikana v'suloi, and you're telling me only giyeres mikana? So again, Reb Zakkai said that the daughter of a ger and a giyeres, if it's a giyeres mikana, ger and giyeres, where the union was a union beheter, over there the halach is the daughter is going to be k'sheru l'kohuna. Rabbi Yochanan says the mem is teaching me that number one, b'sula ba mishnei amimin, and me'am sheyesh boi shnei amimin. Now, what's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? In the first lashon, Rabbi Yochanan said lahavi b'sula habami beis amimin. In the second lashon, he said, "Lahavi b'sul ma'bam yishnei amimin u'me'am sheyesh bo yishnei amimin." What is me'am sheyesh bo yishnei amimin? Oh, that's a reference to Amin Umayyah. Because Amin Umayyah is Amayin v'loy Amayinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, and here it's a little bit more mefurish in this second lishna that Rabbi Yechon is referring to an Amayin. Right, the first lashon, how do we get to Amayin? Here it's a little more clear. Rabbi Yechon is gezok talein, bokzein, right? He said, "Me'am sheyesh bo yishnei amimin." This is obviously what he means. But the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, "Ulahach lishna." According to the second lishna, bas mitzri sheni the ksheira lekuhuna minale. Has Rabbi Yochanan know that the daughter of a mitzri sheni is also the giving ksheira lekuhuna kuna? What's the kasha? The kasha is because Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha not only regarding an amoini, he said it regarding a mitzri as well. Now, when we started the sugi, it was Omar ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan amoini. That's true. He said a bengay amoini. But then on the bottom of the amid, the Gemara said that ula said kiyasa rav and Omar Rabbi Yochanan. And then in the second nusach of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, he included not only the amoini, also the mitzri. So what's the kasha? According to the first lishna of Rabbi Yochanan, he's talking about a psula haba mi beis amamin. So the psula haba mi beis amamin means he's a ger, she's not, she's a Yisraelis, he's also lovi b'kal Hashem, she's not. So it's lahavi amoini shaba Yisraelis that have a daughter, and maybe also mitzri haba Yisraelis. But in the second lishna, the me'amav is picking up not only on he's also lovi and she's not, but it's also that it's one nation from which there are two nations. Me'amov. It's an am that's really made up of two amamin. Now, if that's the case, that's only amamin. That's not mitzri. Why? Because by the mitzriim, it's not only the men, it's also the women. Now, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah holds even the women, the kavachayim, the tamaras, the... But who said Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon? Satayin is the Gemara. Lahach lishna bas mitzri sheina dikshayir lakuhuna minale. Samar sevechitim. You'll tell me the alf ma'amayini shenasa bas Yisrael. I don't know. Very simple. Maybe learn it from an amayini shenasa bas Yisrael. A Moini that has a daughter with a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Ksheri Lakuna. So a Mitzri Sheni that has a daughter with a Bas Yisrael should also be Ksheri Lakuna. But the Gemara says, Mala Amoini should also Bas Yisrael, she came to Kevas Mutaris. I could tell you that the Amoini is more Kuludig because the Nekevas are Mutaris Lavi Bakal Hashem. So being that the Nekevas are always Mutaris Lavi Bakal Hashem, so the daughter of an Amoini is allowed to marry a Kohen. Aber, as it relates to the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni who is not allowed to enter the Kal Hashem, or just in general, the mitz, as it relates to the Isser Mitzri, it relates to the Nekevites as well, so maybe the Dalach is going to be different. The Gemara says, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzri Shnia Yoichiach. Now, I could be, we can make a Teichiach from a Mitzri Sheni that married a Mitzri Shnia. Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Shnia, what's Dalacha? The daughter is going to be a Mitzri Shlishas, so she's going to be Mutter Lavoi B'Kal Hashem. So maybe you learn from me. You see that the Nekevites are sometimes Mutter, even by a Mitzri. But the one says, no, Malam Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzri Shnia, she can't be Yaseh B'Aveira. Over there, there was no Aveira done, so that's why the daughter's Mutter. Find me a case where it was done by Aveira and the daughter is going to be Mutter. Over there was an Aveira that happened and still the daughter is Mutter. I understand. But Mala Amoini Shanasa Bas Yisrael, that there the Nekevas are always Mutter. Okay, Mitzri Yachiach, V'chaz Radin, V'chulu, the V'chulu is, L'Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh, I think we're going to take the lead of the Gemara, V'chulu, Atzad HaShav HaShabahem is that at the end of the day, the Amoini wasn't allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, the Mitzri Sheni wasn't allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, just like if an Amoini marries a Bas Yisrael, has a daughter, she's K'sher L'Kahuna, so if the Mitzri Sheni marries Bas Yisrael, has a daughter, K'sher L'Kahuna. I'm Rabbi Yosef heard this whole shmuz, he heard this whole tumult, he said, oh, now I understand something. Amav me amav. I remember hearing that Rav Yehuda had a drasha. It says, Kim Besula Mei Amav. And he held it, could have said, Amav, Mei Amav is coming to Darshan. Le Yodana might come. I never knew what drasha he was referring to. It's the Fashteich, it's Rav Yochanan Zalacho. This is the Makar to this din. The Gemara brings a third version of this discussion. Ki also Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. Hachi Tano Kameh. He says, I'll tell you the way the price was presented. I mean, Rav Zakkai was the one on the top of the Amitz, the top line. The Tani Rav Zakkai made Rav Yochanan. So Rav Zakkai came to Rav Yochanan, he presented him with the following price. So he told him, Isha Amoinis Ksheir. Let's go through this slowly. An Isha Amoinis is Ksher, right? If there's a woman that's an Amoinis, she's Ksher. She's allowed to enter the Kal Hashem. Amoini v'lay Amoinis. B'na me Amoini posel. If an Amoini has a son, the halach is the son's going to be posel. Why? Because that's the Isali of Amoini b'Kal Hashem. Ubita me Amoini Ksher. If an Amoini has a daughter, the halach is the daughter is going to be Ksher. When is this true? This is only if it was an Amoini and an Amoinis. But if an Amoini had a daughter from a Yisraelis, then Psula, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says like this. Amalis, Rabbi Yochanan heard this braisa, and he said, Puktani Levara. He said, take this braisa, arois from this medrash. Now, what bothered him so much? Rabbi Yochanan explained. He said, "My da'amrit." What was the first thing he said? "Isha amoynis ksheira." Yeah, it's posh. Rabbi Yochanan said that you could keep him based medrash. Amoyni v'le amoynis. But not amoyni possible. The fact that you said that if amoyni has a son, he's going to be possible. That's easy. The amoyni, he's always going to be an amoyni, and therefore he's always going to be possible. Ubita amoyni ksheira. When you said that if an amoyni has a daughter, the halacha is she's going to be ksheira. What were you referring to? Ilei milavu b'kal. Do you mean that she's muta lavu b'kal? Hashti ima ksheira himi paya. The mother and amoynis is always mutas. Of course, the daughter is going to be mother. What would be the havamina? It should be a problem. Ella lekahuna. Probably what you meant to say was she's ksheira lekahuna. So that if a moini has a daughter, the daughter is allowed to marry a kohen. Now, the brisa qualified that and said b'med var mamur b'amoini v'amoinish in a skar. That's only if the moini and amoinis were both megayir. I will beat the amoini psula. However, in the event that the amoini had a daughter from the Yisraelis, then she's going to be psula, right? Might beat the amoini. Ile amoini shenas amoinis heinigiyaris mikanan. You just said that that's okay. Right, the Gemara is stating the obvious with that line. You just said b'medvar mamurim b'amoini v'amoini sheneskayru. That over there, she's going to be ksheira. Elo, what do you mean when you say avobita me'amoini psula amoini shenase bas Yisrael? You mean amoini shenase bas Yisrael, which again, that's the way we explain the braisa. No other way to learn the braisa. And regarding that, you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Zakkai, that an amoini that marries a bas Yisrael and has a daughter, the daughter is going to be ksheira amalei puktani levra. That's what you should take out of this medrash. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't say kim besula. Amav Yikachisha says Kim Besula Mei Amav, and the man is Lirabbis. He's coming to Darshan this halacha that an Amoini that has a daughter with a Yisraelis, not only is she Mutalavi Bekal Hashem because Amoini Vilei Amoinis, but she'd even be allowed to marry a Kohen, and it's Lunta from Pasuk of Kohen Gadol, which means she'd even be allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. Exhale. So today's daf is a loaded daf, and obviously it's not even possible to start with the raid on today's daf, today, but we'll just make a haschola, ben benoy shel haschola, and just start off with one ha'ara. And that is, the Mishnah said, amoini umayavi asurin, v'isurin iser oyla. Avol nekevoy seyem mutar es meyav. Says in the Torah, lo yavoy amoini umayavi bekal Hashem. Stating that, Chazal Darshan, that's only true for the schar. But the Nekevos are going to be different. Now, this is a very, very big Kiddush. Because it also says in the Torah that the Mitzri and the Adoimi are also Lavi B'Kal Hashem. But over there, there's no halacha that differentiates between the males and the females. It says in the Torah, Lo Yavoi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. And Mamzer includes even Mamzeres. The one place where that's not the case is it says, Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem. And we learn from there, Amoini V'Loy Amoinis, Moyavi V'Loy Moyavis. And the Gemara had an arichus to discuss the makarta des halacha. There was a lot of drama associated with it. David HaMelech, Shaul, Avner, Dayago Adoimi. What emerged is that there are really two makaras. The Gemara brought a braisa. One makar is, it says amoini, which means v'loy amoinis. It says moyavi, which means v'loy moyavis. The second makar is that the Torah gives a reason why lo yavay amoini umayavi b'kal Hashem. It says al dvar. The reason is because ashali kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeischem imitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, so all the nations went and they brought lechem umayim to the Yidden. However, these nations did not. And as for that reason, they're also lovi b'kal Hashem. And then the pasuk continues and says, V'asheh sochar olecho es Bilam ben Ba'or mi psoir Amram narayim l'kal olecho. And it's also because of the fact that they hired Bilam ben Ba'or, who came from Aram narayim l'kal olecho, to curse the Yidden. So our Gemara really just brought a half a pasuk. It says that what's the reason? But really, if you look more carefully in the pasuk gives two reasons. That's only the ratio of the pasuk. The seif of the pasuk is v'ashesachar alecha as bilam ben ba'ar mipsoir aram narayim v'kal alecha. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah, when he's mefarish the pasuk, he says that the pasuk gave two reasons why lo yovei amoinu meyavi b'kal Hashem, and really the two reasons are not two reasons. One reason is explaining why lo yavoi amoini b'kal Hashem, and the other pasuk is explaining why lo yavoi mayavi b'kal Hashem. The reason lo yavoi amoini b'kal Hashem is al dvarash leikidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech b'teischem imitzrayim. The reason lo yavoi mayavi b'kal Hashem is for the sake of the pasuk. V'ashesochar alecha es bilam ben ba'or mipsoir aram narayim b'kal alecha. And the Ramban says it's poshut that this is the beer in the pasuk, because really Moyav was makdim lechem umayim baderech b'teischem imitzrayim. The other only nation that was not was Amoin. So lo yavoi amoini b'kal Hashem al dvarash leikidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech b'teischem. And as it relates to Bilam ben Ba'ar, who hired Bilam? Balak. Balak was Melech Moav. So really, that came from Moav. It never came from Amoin. And that's the second time. Lo yavoi mayavi b'kal Hashem. Why? Because Hashem sochar olecha as Bilam ben Ba'ar mi psayr aram naraim l'kal olecha. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is that our Gemara said that what's the makar? That lo yavoi amoini, obra amoini, v'loy amoinis, mayavi, v'loy mayavis, is because the Torah gave a reason. Al dvarash leikidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, baderech b'tzeischem imitzrayim. And darkoy shalish, v'loy darkoy shalisha. And that's what saved David HaMelech, l'chura, v'fi the Ramban. That's just the hesber why amoini, v'loy amoinis. But that's not a hesber for mayavi, v'loy mayavis. Meaning if both reasons are explaining amoini and mayavi, so good. The Torah said, al-dvarash leikidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, darkoy shalish v'loy darkoy shalisha. So maybe you don't have that reason. You don't have one of the two. You need both of the reasons. So that's going to exempt you now from this halacha. But the Ramban is saying that's not the way you learn the pasuk. Pshutei shal mikro. Layove amoini is al-dvarash leikidmu eschem alechem uvamayim. Layove mayavi is v'akshesachar alecha. So if that's the case, you understand why amoini v'loy amoinis. You don't understand why mayavi v'loy mayavi. So the truth is, the Rishonim already asked this kasha, and the Rishonim say that even though the Gemara didn't say it, and it's a shtickle ikar chaser from the Gemara, ikar chaser, because the Gemara was discussing David HaMelech, who came not from an Amoini, came from a Mayavi, Rus HaMayaviyo. But just like the Gemara said that Darko Shal Ish Likadein, Vein Darko Shal Ish Likadein, so too you have to say that it was the men that were involved in all the hiring and all the transacting. So it's the derech of the man to be Socher Alechos Bilam Ben Ba'ar. But it's not Darkei Shalisha. Meaning, once the Gemara establishes Darkei Shalish v'loy Darkei Shalisha, that's a reason why you would say Amoini v'loy Amoinis, and that's also a reason why you would say Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. The Ramban, when he mentions the fact that these are two different reasons, so Toich Dvarov says the Ramban that the reason that the Torah mentioned Amoin before Mayav is because Vihine Amoin Hirshia Bozemi Kulam. Because the Aver that Amoin did was the worst Aver. Meaning, what Amoin did was worse than what Mayav did. And he says, ulakach, it's for that reason, hiktim akosiv amoini, the hiktim lahaskir pishoy, and the Torah first mentions his avera, alvar shalikidmu eschem, the achre king hiskir moyo vichatosa. So the reason the pasuk mentions first Amin and then Moyev, this is all the Ramban ala Torah, he says is because what Amin did was worse. Amin hirshia bezemikula. The avera of Amin was worse than the avera of Moyev. As far you could have heard Efshef HaKeret, but no, the Ramban says that all the nations, everybody went out, they were all Hoitzi Lechem Umayim. The only one that didn't want to do it was Amoin. That's actually a bigger Avla, and that's why Amoin is mentioned before Moav, and that's why the Avera of Amoin is mentioned before the Avera of Moav. Now, the Ramban doesn't speak this out, but it's poshut that what the Ramban is bavarning when he explains why Amoin was mentioned before Moav is a kasha. Meaning, it's a kasha. Amoin should have been mentioned before Moav, Efshef HaKeret. Maybe Moav should have been mentioned before Amoin. Like Mehecha Tesi, it should have been done in that order. The Ramban was really bothered with Akasha. And in order to understand the Akasha, we have to take a tiny step backwards and we have to go back to the history, the Genesis, literally, Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayera, of Amon Umayyav. So where did Amon Umayyav come from? It's Psukim in the Torah. The Pasuk says it was in the immediate aftermath of the destruction of Sodom. So Lot was saved, his wife turned into an Atziv Melech, and he has two daughters. And the daughters are looking at each other, and they thought that they were the only people in the world that had survived, which meant that the world was going to cease to exist. So they had a little bit of an issue. Says the Pasuk, the Bechira turned to the Tzira and said, Avinu Zaken, our father's very, very old. And there's no men for us to be able to marry and procreate so that we'll be able to have a family. I have an idea. Let's give our father wine. He's going to be Sheker. And we'll be nishkeva imoy unachayim avinu zara, and like this we'll be able to have children. He's not going to know about it, and as a result, this will happen. Meaning, if he knew, he would never do this. But he's not going to know. He'll be shikr, and as a result, we'll be able to have children. The world will be able to continue to exist. So the pasuk says, "Vatashkenu asavin yaina balai lohu." They went and they executed on this plan. So the older of Lloyd's two daughters went, Tatishka Vasavir, she was together with her father, Veloyada Beshivchov Kuma. Lloyd was so shaker that he had no idea. Vahimi Machras, it was the next day, the older daughter went to the younger daughter, I did this last night. Nashkenu Yayin Gama Lailo, let's do it again tonight. Uvoi Shikhvi Imoy, Unechayim Meavinu Zara. Let's go do the same thing. Tatashkenu Gama Lailo, Hu Asavir Yoy. So they did it again. They gave him wine and straight him off. Talking about Tzira, this time the younger daughter went, again, he had no idea what happened. Says the Pasuk, both of Lloyd's daughters, the Bechira and the Tzira, the older daughter, the younger daughter, they both became pregnant. The Bechira had a son first. She named him Moyav. Why? Who Avi Moyav ad hayoy? Because Avi Moyav comes from my father. That's who the father of the child was. That Seira gam hi yolda ben. She too had a son. That Tikra Shemoy ben Ami. He's the son of my nation. Again, a reference to the fact that the father of this child is her father. Hu avi bnei Amon ad hayom. So this is where Moyav came from, and this is where Amon came from. Now, who was the older of the two sons? Whose mother was the Bechira? Who was conceived first? It was Moyav. And then it was Amon. The Ramban was bothered. If Moyav came before Amon, so then why does the Torah say, Lo yavoy Amoini u Moyavi b'kal Hashem? It should have said, Lo yavoy Moyavi u the Amoini b'kal Hashem. Which again, to us, may seem like a little bit of a diktok, but we know the Gemara and the Rishonim were very much dairish, the seder of things. So if Moyav came before Amon, so why is it Loyove Amon in Mayavi? Alzeh! It's to answer this question, Zokter Ramban, V'hinei Amon Hershia Bazemi Kulon, that I hold the Avla of Amon was worse than the Avla of Moyav, and it's for that reason, says the Ramban, we mentioned first Amon, and then we mention Moyav, despite the fact that based on Cheshbin, based on age, it really should have been just the opposite. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he discusses this inyan a little bit, the Seder of why it says Amon and Moyav, and it doesn't say Moyav and Amon. Wasn't Moyav older than Amon? So based on that, it should have said Loyav and Moyav and Amon, not Amon and Moyav. This is in Parshas Kisei, it's in Megadim Chadashim. So he says, V'ro'isi, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden Zatzal, Belechem Shamayim. On the Mishnah in Yevamis, I Yevavam Abayis. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote a pirish called Lechem Shamayim. It's a pirish on Mishnayis. And it, on his pirish on Mishnayis, it says, Amoyni Mayavi Asurim, Visurim Isaroilam. He writes, Hodin, Kodim Amoyni Bekrod. The reason it mentions Amoyni first in the Pasik, Ayim Mashakosafti Be'em Labino. He says, look at what I wrote in my Sefer Em Labino. So it says, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, I saw this morning, Vesifrei Em Labino, Shemitzayin Le Rabbi Spesvaro. He says, this Sefer Em Labino, I've seen Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes it a lot in his Svarim, Zochinu La'ira. He says, we were never Zoicha to see the Sefer, Ukinedum Shalay Nitfas. He says, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't printed. Now, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss wrote his Megadim Chadashim on Sefer Devarim and Tovshin Ayin Vav. That's when he wrote the Sefer. That time, the Sefer Em Labino was not printed. It was printed in Tovshin Peh. In Tovshin Peh, the Sefer Em Labino was printed. We talk about it a lot. It is the Mekrois Gedoilus Chumash that Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned Chumash from every single week for 40 years. He wrote Hagoyis on the side. He's Dairish, Koles, and Shabbatayra, like we always mention. And the Sefer Em Labino was printed for the first time 2 years ago. So at the time of this printing, it was Takaloy Nitfas. Now it was. So it was Gevaldi. I have the Sefer. I looked up. I said, so what does Rabbi Yaakov Emden say in the Sefer Em Labino? Even Rabbi W.I. Weiss didn't know. Kol Rosloy Amalei Onesle. So nu, what did he say? So he says Tupshatim. Both al derech Hapshat. He says Tupshatim. Why the pasuk would mention first Layavei Amayne Mayavi and not in the reverse order? The first reason he says is because the pasuk says that what was the taina? The taina was that they were loyhikdim. They didn't, they should have gone and they should have offered. They should have taken the initiative. So really, there was a taina on Amayim why they didn't take the initiative. So Mida Kineged Mida, Amon gets punished, and we give them the initiative. You didn't come forward, so we're going to put you forward, and therefore we're going to mention Amon before Mayav, even though really, based on the chronology, it should be first Mayav and then Amon. Says another pshat, also al derech pshat. He says, in terms of chronologically, when this all happened, first, the Yidden encountered Amon. Amon had the ability to go and give them lechem amayim, and they chose not to. And then afterwards, Balak hired Bilam. So he says, being that the aveira of Amon happened before the aveira of Balak, that's, that reason was done in that order. Either way, we have three pshatova reasons why it says loyovei amayinu meyavi b'kal Hashem, and not in the reverse order. Hagam Mayav was older than Amon, and based on that, you would have thought it should be in that way. But there's a dover nifla that the Marsha says, there's a Dover Nifla that the Marsha says as it relates to this question. Actually, as Me'inyan Le'inyan. Doesn't necessarily relate to this question. But there's a Dover Nifla that the Marsha says on this sugya. And that is that we're discussing the idea that Layovei Amoini Mayavi B'Kal Hashem. And it's Amoini V'Lay Amoinis, and it's Mayavi V'Loy Mayavis. So the question is, why is the Amoinis Mutalavi B'Kal Hashem, and why is the Mayavis Mutalavi B'Kal Hashem? So, we have the Drosha, Avara Shalei Kidmu, how's that going to help the Ramban? The Ramban gave a different reason. The Gemara in Mesechtes Nozer Daf Chav Gimel, it's also Gemara Mesechtes Hoirius Daf Yudam Beis. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich Siv, what's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, so the pasuk says Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Tzadikim are Yelchubam, and Poishim are Yikashlubam. It sounds like you can have one inyan that Tzadikim are going to do right, and the Poishim are going to do wrong. Zok the Gemara, Mashal, I'll explain it to you. L'loytu shnei b'nosav. You want to exhibit A for what this means, where two people did the same thing. One person had this ketam with the richtige kavanis, and the other person with the wrong kavanis. Loit tu shnei b'nosav. Heim shen eschavim l'shem mitzvah. Loit's two daughters were mechavim l'shem mitzvah. Right? Even though they were ba'al aviyim, but their kavanah was to do l'shem mitzvah. Tzadikim yelchubam. It's considered tzadikim yelchubam. Who, however, loit himself, shen eschavim l'shem aveira, who his kavanah was l'shem aveira, upoishim yikashlubam, he's upoishim yikashlubam. Now, the truth is, how do you know Loit was mechavim l'shem aveira? Loit didn't even know. Loit was shikr. So this is something the Mefarshim talk about. But Gemara says that heim shenes chavim l'shem mitzvah it's tzadikim yelchubam who shenes chavim l'shem aveiru upayishim yikashlubam. The context, the Gemara, but is talking about the idea of an aveiru l'shma. There's a concept of an aveiru l'shma. A person does an aveiru, but he does the aveiru l'shma. And this the Bnei Sloit is the perfect example of that. So you have one maisa where for one person it's the worst, the erikst zach in the world, and for the other person, if I cared, it's tzadikim yelchubam. The Bnei Sloit, they had the right kavanas, as opposed to him, he had the wrong kavanas. So the Marsha said that Yesh Loimar a Dover Nifl. It's a Marshon Chusha Agadus and Hayrius Yudam and Beis. He says that we know that Allah is Loyavei Amoyni Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, but at the same time it's Amoyni V'Loy Amoynis and it's Mayavi V'Loy Mayavis. And what's the pshat? He says the Gemara in Yevamis, the sugis we're learning now in Perek Arul, gave a reason for it. But the Marshon says Yesh Loimar, there's another reason. There's another reason. David Dogaram, says the Marsha. Maybe there's another reason. You know what the reason is? Because where did Amon and Mayav come from? They came from a zivug, from a father and a daughter. And it's for that reason, Loyovei Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem. Obe the Gemara says it was only Hushan Eschavon L'Shem Aveira. Obe Hain, the Benois Loit, they were Neschavon L'Shem Mitzvah. And because they were Neschavon L'Shem Mitzvah, so the Pgam never was on the Nekevois, it was only on the Scharim. So Loyovei Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, because who Neschavon L'Dvar Aveira? Obe Hain, she Neschavon L'Shem Mitzvah, so therefore all the Nekevois, all the Nekevis for eternity would always be mutter. This is what the Marsha says. So just to end with one story, which is well known, but I think it's kedai to read it inside because there's a few knetches over here. And that's a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya that Ramosha Feinstein used to say over. A story that B'didoy Hava Uvda, that took place in the year 1922, where Ramosha was in Luban. So Ramosha said, and again, this was a story that he would often repeat. It was during the winter, it was Tofresh Pei Beis, and one of his balabatim that lived in his kehila, Luban, became very, very sick. And the illness that he had was a very, very strange illness. What happened was his tongue had blown up, and because of that, he was having a very difficult time talking and breathing, and this was a very, very bad situation. It got to the point where the doctor said he's already a geisus, he's a shchivmera, and they called Ramosha, who was the Rav, to come in and to say vidur with him and to spend a little bit of time with him. So the Rav was there, and there were other people in the room, and this person, the chayla, asked for everybody to leave the room, and he said he wants to speak privately with Ramosha. So he sits with Ramosha, and he tells him, I want to tell you a meiser shahi, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. He said, last Shabbos was Parshas Vayera. And he said, I was sitting and I was giving a drasha, and I was talking about the Bnoi Sloit, and it bothered me very, very much. He said that what the Bnoi Sloit did, they went and they fathered children together with their own, they had children together with their father, and it's, of course, it's something that's very muzzur, it's something that's very, very hard to understand. And he said, but the kashna that I was asking was, is that how is it possible that from that, Mashiach came? So Mashiach came from a zivuk between a father and a daughter, David HaMelech, Rechavim ben Shloimeh, right? It all comes from Amin and Moyav. How's it possible? But the Nekuda that bothered me most, and the piece that I was talking the most about, was Rus, was that the daughters of Loi, when they named their sons, they named them Amin and Moyav based on the fact that the child was a product of a zivug that happened with their father. So it's one thing that this is something they did because they had a little bit of a cheshbon. But now they go ahead and they name the child Amin, they name the child Moyav. How could somebody do something like this? And how is it possible that this is where Mashiach would come from? He says, this is what he was saying. He said, that night he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw two women. They were Zekenois Moy. They were very, very old. Sheroisham Upneya Mechusim. Their face and their head was covered. And they introduced themselves and they said, we are the Bnoi Sloit. And then they said, you know, we heard that you gave a drasha. We heard you gave a drasha tonight. And in your drasha, you were very, very bothered. You wanted to know that Hayatachin, we would name our children Mayav, Me'avi, and Amoy, Ben-Ami, to go ahead and for Doiros, there should be this disgrace that this is the way it happened. He says, I'm going to tell you why we did this. Because at that time, we believed there was no one else in the world. And that's why we had no choice but to do what we did. If we were going to have a child and no one was going to know who the father of the child was, you know what we were concerned about? We were concerned that people are going to start saying and they're going to start spreading rumors that maybe the father of this child is Kaviyachal. And people are going to start saying that there's a child that's walking around who's the son of Kaviyachal Alein. In fact, they looked at this man and they said, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya in world history. And you know what happened from that child? This child turned out being a Mashiach Sheker. So he said, you know what we did? We meant to be Mafkir, Lahoitzim, Yilibin Shal Tzadayk, and we said, I'm going to tell you exactly who the father of the child is. You'll never believe it. This is who the father of the child is. It's our own father. And you know what our schar was? Mida connected Mida. We were Zoycha that the Mashiach Emes is going to come from us. That's a Knech Nifla. That being that Mashiach Sheker came from a situation where people said, as the Tata is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so Mida Keneged Mida, you should know Mashiach Emes is going to come from a situation where somebody went to be Mafkia that, to protect this Inyan. And that's why we were Zoycha that Mashiach is going to come from us. This person had this dream. He was absolutely blown away. But then they said that because of the way you spoke, unfortunately, you were nichshol in the chet of the Meraglim. This is what they told him. You were nichshol in the chet of the Meraglim. You spoke Lashon Hara on what we did, where we were ksherim like the Meraglim did, and they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have the oinish of the Meraglim. He said, what's the oinish of the Meraglim? So they told him, it's a Rashi and Chumash. The pasuk says, Vayamuso ha'noshe moitzie dibas ro, ba'mageifo lefnei Hashem. So zok tehilge Rashi. They died by Magefa, but Isa Misa Haguna Lahem, Mida Keneged Mida. What was it? Heim Chatu Balashin. They sinned with their Lashin. Vinishtarvev Lashinon Atiburam. Something happened to their tongue. It stretched Atiburam. Vitailam Yoitzam Lashinon Ubonli De Tavuram. Lakach Nema Bimagefa, Veloy Bimagefa. It ended up being Mida Keneged Mida. He said, the Aveira that you did was the Aveira, the Meraglim. They spoke Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Erech Tzchemda. And that's what they spoke Lashon Hara. So they were punished with their Lashon for
being over the chet haloshen, you spoke Lashon Hara on us, on such an Indian that was so chashev and that's so kaddish, it's so above our pay grade, and you went ahead and you spoke this way, and midi keneged midi, that's when your punishment is going to be. And Rav Moshe said, Bali Guzma, as soon as this person told him the story, Yatzan Ishmasai, he passed away. It's mentioned, if you want to see it inside, it's in the Hakdama, the Igros Moshe, Chelik Ches, it's page 15, but this is who the B'nai Slayt were. But coming back to the Marsha, it's Amoyni V'lei Amoynis, it's Mayavi V'lei Mayavis. The Gemara gives reasons for it. Abazok to Marsha, Yesh Loimad, there's another Oymak over here. Amun Umayav came from the B'nai Slayt. And the Gemara says, he, meaning Loit, who in Lashon Kodesh, in Litvish, was Mischavan Lidvar Aveira. And because he was Mischavan Lidvar Aveira, so that's why Loyove Amoyni Mayavi B'kal Hashem. But them, the Nekevos, they were mischavan l'shem mitzvah, because they were mischavan l'shem mitzvah, so to that reason that l'doyri doyris would always be amoyni v'lei amoynis and mayavi v'lei mayavis.